Blackstone Audio presents The Waterhole, A Western Story by Zane Grey. This book is read by Christine Williams. Chapter 1. Cherry Winters did not see anything of Arizona until morning. The train had crossed the state line after dark. New Mexico, however, with its bleak plains and rugged black ranges, its lonely reaches, had stirred in her quite new sensations. Her father had just knocked upon her door, awakening her at an unusual hour. She had leaped to her father's casual proposal to take a little trip west with him, but it had begun to have a rather interesting significance to her, and Cherry was not so sure how she was going to take it. They had arrived at Flagstaff late in the night, and Cherry had gone to bed tired out. Upon awakening this morning, she was surprised at an absence of her usual languor. She appeared wide awake in a moment. The sun streamed in at the window, very bright and golden, and the air that blew in with it was sharp and cold. "Gee, I thought someone said it was springtime," said Cherry, as she quickly got into slippers and dressing gown. Then she looked out of her window. Evidently, the little hotel was situated on the outskirts of town. She saw a few scattered houses on each side among the pine trees. There were rugged gray rocks covered with vines and brush. The pines grew thicker and merged into a dark green forest. In the distance showed white peaks against the deep blue of sky. Cherry had an inkling that she was going to like this adventure. She did not care to admit it, but although she was only 20 years old, she had found a good deal too dull at her home in the East.